This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. The city of Greeley has issued a local disaster declaration after a severe storm last week led to flooding and large amounts of hail. The event caused more than $1.45 million in damages, according to early estimates. The declaration was signed by Greeley Mayor John Gates on Friday and will go before the Greeley City Council on Tuesday as a resolution. The declaration will activate the city's eligibility for state and federal assistance. Aurora officials have identified a man fatally shot by a SWAT officer last month. Police were attempting to arrest Kylan Lewis, a 37-year-old from Denver, in connection with an attempted homicide case. The Sentinel reports police approached Lewis as he exited his car outside an apartment building. Soon after, Aurora SWAT officer Michael Deek shot Lewis, but officials have not explained why Deek fired his weapon or whether Lewis was armed. Lewis died at the hospital 2 days later. Deek is on leave pending an investigation. Pharmacies in Colorado will soon have to make prescription labels accessible to their visually impaired patients. A new state law requires pharmacies to provide, on request, an alternative to traditional text. That could be a Braille version, a large font version, or a QR link that sends information to an audible reading device. The state is also providing some grant money to help pharmacies buy any equipment they need to be in compliance. The new policy takes effect next year. The last open ski resort in Colorado says it will end its season next week. Arapahoe Basin's last day is June 16th. Shortened hours mean the resort will only be open Friday mornings through Sunday afternoons. That policy is intended to preserve the remaining snow. This is CPR News and KRCC.